Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Luke 18 verse 1, we read, "Men always ought to pray and not lose heart." The Word for Today is the second in our series on prayer. Now, people who didn't grow up in Christian homes and are told to pray and seek Jesus usually have no idea what to say or how to say it. Even after they're saved, they still struggle with how to pray. Now, while God hears our words regardless of how they're said, Jesus taught about how to pray because the disciples asked him to. They may not have desired to write dissertations on it, but they wanted to know how to pray. It's the only time in the Bible where one person clearly teaches another person how to pray, and all because of a request from the disciples. We read it in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. "It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he'd finished, one of the disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray,' just as John also taught his disciples." The disciples had been observing Jesus as he prayed. Apparently, the way he prayed was so distinct from the way they prayed that they said, "Show us how to pray the way you pray." Before Jesus fed the multitude supernaturally or selected his 12 disciples or calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee, he took time to pray. And the results of his prayers were so amazing that the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Prayer is not primarily about telling God what you need. It's about getting closer to God. As one pastor writes, it's almost as if God is saying, "Don't bring me your shopping list. I already know what's on it. We'll deal with that later. Bring me your heart. Bring me your love. Bring me your undivided attention." Prayer is not mainly about getting things from the Lord. It's about spending time with the Lord. Prayer Part 2. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.